Will we remember them? Have you ever played the game Connections? The game in which you are given a list of unlikely names of people, places and ideas for which you have to discover a common theme? We invite you to do so now. Let's see if you can discover the thread which ties together the following, starting with the less well-known names. Christopher Shoemaker, Thomas Harding, The Cenotaph, Anne Askew, John Rogers, The Few, Smithfield, A Spitfire, Abraham Lincoln, Latimer's Candle. Have you made the connection? All are linked by sacrifice. The sacrifice of lives on behalf of humanity and offered to God himself. Sacrifice which if it had not been made, this talk could not have been given. Sacrifice without which there would not exist the freedom for us to live, work, play, and worship as we please. You've probably linked together Spitfire, Cenotaph, and The Few with the Battle of Britain during the Second World War, and Winston Churchill's stirring words, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." The valour of the aircrew who fought and died helped ensure that you and I continue to enjoy our political freedom today. These men are remembered at the Cenotaph each year. But are they really remembered? Do we purchase the poppy as a traditional gesture, or because we truly recall the selfless spirit of those who died to make their country safe? It was less than 60 years ago that they gave their lives. If they are already fading from memory, then it's hardly surprising if you have not recognised many of the individual names listed. There is an added factor. Both church and nation have become less attuned to our history and less aware of our Christian heritage. In fact, what follows could well have been part of a history lesson of 30 years ago. However, it's highly unlikely that our children would learn about such things in the classroom today. Christopher Shoemaker was burned at the stake at Newbury, Berkshire, in 1518. His crime was to read out loud to his friends from the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Thomas Harding was burnt at Chesham in 1532 for reading a prayer book quietly to himself one sunny day in the Buckinghamshire countryside. Copies of portions of the Bible were found in his cottage. Neither Shoemaker nor Harding was willing to deny his personal faith in Jesus Christ. Does this sound far-fetched? Could it possibly have happened reading a book as a capital crime? It really does beg a belief. Yet it did happen in England. Today, Christians are still being persecuted for the same reason in other parts of the world. In spite of this, we take for granted our freedom to read the Bible, or for that matter, to read the Quran or indeed any other book, along with all other freedoms, very much like the air that we breathe. Abraham Lincoln was a committed Christian who dedicated his life to the pursuit of individual human liberty. Through his courageous leadership, this freedom was won and secured for all Americans. The price that was paid was heavy: the tragic Civil War and Lincoln's subsequent assassination. Bishops Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley were burned at the stake at Oxford in 1555 for denying the sacrifice of the Mass and the claims of the Pope of Rome. As they prepared for the flames, Latimer spoke the stirring words, "Be of good comfort, Master Ridley, and play the man. We shall this day light such a candle in England, as, by God's grace, I trust shall never be put out." The ordeal and sacrifice of these two great leaders of the Reformation was and still is an inspiration to countless Christians today. Have you ever been to Smithfield in the City of London? Today it is best known as the centre of the meat trade, with a leafy square that backs on to St Bartholomew's Hospital. During the years of persecution, from 1555 to 1558, in the reign of Mary I, Bloody Mary, Smithfield was the scene for the burning of many Christian martyrs. For fuel, wood faggots were used. Often the families of the victims were obliged to supply them. Sometimes their children were forced to set them alight. Anne Askew was burned there at the age of 25 because she denied transubstantiation, that doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church which maintains that the wafer or host is actually changed by the priest into the real presence of the body and blood of Christ and his divinity and humanity. Bible translator John Rogers died in the fires at Smithfield for denying that Jesus, in his real presence, is sacrificed at the Mass, and also for refusing to acknowledge the Pope as Holy Father and Christ's vicar on earth. John Fox, the 16th century author of the Book of Martyrs, described John Rogers at the stake as radiant in countenance and as transformed like one bathing his hands in the flames. The real presence of Christ in the bread or wafer was the burning issue of the English Reformation. As a result, the sacrifice of the Mass was constitutionally outlawed for the monarchy in the Protestant era after the Reformation until the 20th century. Only in the last few years has the Mass regained general acceptability, and now all too often is represented on TV as the act of Christian worship, even on Easter Day. On the medieval wall which still separates St Bartholomew's Hospital from Smithfield Square, there is a plaque in remembrance of the Smithfield martyrs. The wording on the plaque is simple: to the memory of John Rogers, John Bradford, John Philpot, and other servants of God who a few feet from here suffered death by fire for the faith of Christ. The noble army of martyrs praise thee. These men had gone to their deaths singing psalms and praying for their persecutors. Extraordinary is the discovery that the two Anglican churches, St. Bartholomew the Great and St. Bartholomew the Less, one to either side of the memorial, seem to prefer not to remember. Literature on sale tells of the Dominican friars who were living in the cloisters during the time of the fires in the 1550s, but there is no mention of Anne Askew, John Rogers, or any other Smithfield martyr. Officers of the two churches